Father's Day. It's the one day each year that we honor fathers, a day to tell Dad just how much he means to us. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. But it's a shame that over 24 million kids, that's one in three children growing up in the United States today, have no father present in the household to honor. And at the current rate, over 50% will be growing up in a fatherless household in a few generations. 9 out of 10 American parents see this as a crisis. There is a father factor in nearly all of the social issues facing America today. Where is the outrage? What are we doing about it? Why are men abandoning their responsibilities? Fatherhood is in crisis in America. The statistics are alarming. Children growing up in fatherless homes are more likely to be poor, more likely to become incarcerated, more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol, more likely to have a teen pregnancy, more likely to have problems at school. Is that what we want for our kids? Vincent DeCaro, vice president of the National Fatherhood Initiative, informs us, people look at a child in need, in poverty, or failing in school and ask, what can we do to help? But what we do is ask, why does that child need help in the first place? And the answer is often, it's because the child lacks a responsible and involved father. To have a father might just be the biggest factor in dealing with the social issues facing America today. So where are these fathers? How do we reach them? How do we tell them that anyone can have a child, but it takes a man to be a father? Some may be so into themselves and their problems that they just can't handle a family. Others might have endured physical or psychological abuse as children and fear that they'll be abusive as well. Still others may have come from fatherless homes themselves and have no role model for fatherhood or doubt their ability to parent. As Christian fathers, we need to look for opportunities to mentor these young men. Our local pregnancy center began a men's ministry to reach out not only to young pregnant women, but the fathers as well. That's a start. Our jail ministry group often talks to incarcerated men about manning up and understanding the responsibility of fatherhood. Our schools need to realize that teaching parenting may be more important than just about any other subject. Community centers and recreational facilities need to use sports to begin a dialogue on fatherhood. We need to find these men where they are and bring the message to them that their fatherhood just might be the most important thing that they can do in their lifetime. Today, let's truly honor those who are doing their best to be good fathers. They work hard every day to be present in their children and spouses' lives. They take this responsibility seriously. Here are a few things to consider. Number one, great fatherhood begins with the relationship with that child's mother. The way dad treats mom becomes the blueprint for how our sons will treat their wives and will provide a role model for our daughters as to what to look for in a husband of their own. Number two, we need to spend time with our kids. Kids spell the word father, T-I-M-E. Time, just being together, playing, discovering and bonding. Three, we need to nurture and guide. We need to provide a moral compass based on our faith that will serve them and future generations to come. Number four, we need to protect and provide for their health and well-being. Our kids need to feel safe and secure, knowing that Dad will protect them. And five, we are their first and most important role model. Remember, they're watching. Heavenly Father, help me to become a better father. Make the way I treat their mother be a model for their future relationships. May I find quality time to spend with my children and understand that any time is better than waiting for the right time. May I nurture and guide my children, passing along my faith by making God, church, and service to others a priority. Lord, give me the ability to provide for my wife and children and protect them from any harm. And may my kids look at me as a shining example of God's love, that one day they will say, I want to be just like Dad. Amen. Happy Father's Day. This is Tony Agnese.